This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7:12 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. A campaign to win approval for a Jaguar Stadium renovation continues. Another of the community huddles held last night at the Legends Center on Soutelle Drive. Another is planned for Monday at the beaches. It'll be at Fletcher High School, as these will continue throughout the Jacksonville area throughout the month of May. There is some notable pushback that's coming, and for live team coverage of that story, we turn to Action News Jack's Logan McDonald live from Everbank Stadium. So the Northside Coalition is calling this a luxury?
Yeah, that's right. Calling out city leaders for this almost $2 billion investment, or $925 million on the city side, for something they call a luxury item. That's the word that they're really using at this point. Now, the plan does include the $1.7 billion plan between the city and the Jaguars. It does include $150 million from the city and the Jags each towards community development in the east side and downtown. But still, the Northside Coalition saying that an even better plan of Jacksonville needs to be whipped up in order to address those neglected neighborhoods before we spend this amount of money on a stadium.
Is the coalition planning any sort of like public campaign against this? It feels like since this was released earlier in the week before city council on Tuesday, there's been a somewhat muted response in terms of the negativity.
Not really at this point that we've heard of. Again, yesterday, it was simply just a statement from Kelly Frazier, leader of the Northside Coalition, kind of stating that distaste for the plan, saying that there needs to be greater investment in those neglected areas before we attribute so much money to the stadium. And again, a luxury item, as she referred to it. But at this point, no word really about a campaign, just kind of speaking out against it, though a lot of community members have spoken in favor, and Mayor Donna Deegan as well, outlining the importance of keeping the Jaguars here for years to come in Jacksonville.
Yeah, yesterday was another of those community huddles, the second of the week to close out the week, and pretty well attended by all accounts. We'll certainly be following the ongoing debate that'll happen at Jacksonville City Council ultimately, as 19 council members will have the final say on the negotiated plan that landed before them earlier in the week. The City Council President Ron Salem has been on the record saying he'd like to get this done before his term is over, which is at the end of June. New City Council President takes over July 1, but no date has been set just yet. What is on the calendar is Monday at Fletcher High School, again at 6 o'clock is when the next community huddle will be. We'll continue to follow all the steps. And if you missed this week's release of the negotiated plan, head to WOKV.com under local news for continuing team coverage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.